I say it's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Do you know what? It's just as hot in this place. But you know what? I'm not in hell. Do you hear what I say? I'd rather feel what I'm feeling now than to feel the fire of hell. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord for my own wife. Amen. For Pastor Burt. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for, amen, my good friend, amen, Dr. Veronica Graham. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for my good friend, Pastor Allen. Amen. And I do call you friend. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We thank God, amen, for the overseer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tonight, amen, the assistant pastor. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to get your names. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we just thank God, amen, for all the saints of God. Amen. The portion of, amen, Pastor Allen ministry that came out and Dr. Veronica Graham ministry that came out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I don't know what God is going to do. I done told so many people, I said they could just sing all night long because I'm tired. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Today was quite a busy day. Amen. Week was quite a busy week. But amen. We thank God. Amen. For giving out the strength to do what needed to get done today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I went, Dr. Graham, amen, I went to go view, amen, the body, you know, Pastor Pascal's armor bearer. Amen. I wanted to go and pay my little respect there, amen, to the family and whatnot. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I count it a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. You hear what I say? Amen. Amen. The Lord gave a message, amen, Wednesday night, amen, talking about the church of Sardis. Amen. A dead church. Amen. Praise the Lord. And on last night, amen, the Holy Spirit was teaching us, amen, walk in our dominion and authority. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I don't know about you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you know, amen, I keep throwing me because I'm in this walk. Hello, look at your neighbor and say, I'm in this walk. I'm in this relationship. I'm involved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And amen. I don't know about you, amen. Praise the Lord. But amen. I want a real walk. I want a real relationship. You understand me? Amen. I don't want to have to try to figure out, are we in this thing together? I need to know. Amen. I need to know. Amen. That we're in this together. Amen. Praise God. I want to know. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're going to do what's right by me, I need to do what's right by you. Hello up in here. Amen. Praise God. Ain't no you doing all these good things for me and I'm treating you like hell. Amen. You treating me heavily and I'm treating you hellly. That ain't going to work. That ain't no relationship. That ain't no real relationship. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, I need a heavenly relationship. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And I don't know about you. Amen. Praise God. But when I served the devil, I served him. Amen. And I was good at it. Hello. Amen. Praise God. I was real good at being a sinner. Hello, glory to God. Ain't no sense in coming on the Lord's side in time to be a saint. Amen. And I'm all bad at it. If you were good about the devil's mess, we ought to be double good about God's stuff. Hello up in here. Hallelujah. If we put in, amen, hello, if we put in OT, amen, for the enemy, why we can't put in double time with God? Hello. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Amen. But I'm in this thing for life. Come on, look at your neighbor and tell him I'm in for this to eternity. Forever. I don't know. Nobody want to be involved in a relationship naturally so. Amen. And you got to have your lover part time. Hello. Look at your neighbor and say, God don't need no part-time lover. God don't need no part-time lover. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I don't. Hello. God don't need no part-time lover. Amen. You don't even want a part-time one. Hello. The only one want somebody part-time is somebody they want to use. You want a booty call. Hello. Hello. Oh, we will go there. That's the only people that want some part-time lover. Somebody want they fancy tickle every now and then. Finish your booty call, go home till the next call. Till you get your next. Hello. God don't need no part-time lover. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We're going to be talking about something tonight. I don't know where God is, the Spirit of the Lord is going to take us with this. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we're going to be talking tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you to God, I don't know where we're going. I'm new with it with you. Amen. I'm traveling with you. Amen. Praise God. But amen. The Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me about faith. Hello. Come on, look at your name and say, faith. Look like that's where the enemy really try to hit the saints of God in their faith. The Bible says that without it, it's impossible to please him. So if I can't please him because I won't turn loose no faith, I ain't got no real relationship. I can talk all the talk I want to, but if I don't have real heart faith, let me tell you something. The church needs some real faith. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, mustard seed faith. Y'all might think I'm lying, but I'm just about finished with this message. I'm just about finished. Look at your neighbor and say, you need some mustard seed faith. Hallelujah. Come on, look at another neighbor and say, you need some mustard seed faith. And we're going to talk about that mustard seed. Let me tell you, I remember, this is real touchy to me tonight, amen, this message, I'm serious. I remember it was at a time that I was really going through some tests and some trials in my life. And it seemed like I was at the very end. Anybody ever felt like you at the very end? Very end. What rope? Very end. And I tell you, I was on 54th Street. I was at that Morningside parking. I was standing out. For some reason, I was just standing by the water. I prayed and studied the Word of God, and amen, praise the Lord. And I put that by the water, and I don't know, for some reason, in a vision, I seen like, you ever are we familiar with periods? End the sentence with a period. Amen. You end the sentence with a period. Okay, grammar stuff, punctuations, whatever. Amen. And I vision, I close my eyes and I just vision this little period, this little dot. Lord, allow me to just see this little dot, little period. And I stood there by the water, and I'm telling you, it meant a whole lot to me. I began to look out on the water, and then I looked up, I looked across the water, and I looked up in the sky and whatnot, and I could hear the Holy Spirit saying to me, that little dot you saw, that's just the way your problem is with God. It's like nothing. And you round here whining, mumbling, grumbling, and complaining about something God could take care of just like that. If you had your faith working, God has given us power. You know what? We'll be some dangerous people if we knew how to use the word. If we knew how to operate in faith, if the church knew how to operate in faith, let me tell you something, it'll be a long time before Jesus would come. If he came. I'm serious, because if we knew how to operate in faith, I'm serious. If we really knew how to operate in faith, man, let me tell you something. Everything that's out of order got to get in order, whether it want to or not. Hallelujah. But we go so far. Amen. With our faith. Amen. We'll go so far, and amen, we get impatient. Hello. Many times, amen, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, amen, praise God. You got to believe when you're using faith. That's a part of, you got to believe. I remember reading in the scripture where the disciples, as they prayed, amen, it was a portion of scripture, amen, that I was reading about how the disciples, they were praying, amen. And then when God turned right around and answered them, and they didn't even believe it. I'm trying to think of a book that was, amen, how they prayed and they got the answer. And they turned, after it manifests, they still. Hallelujah. Look at your name and say, you need some mustard seed faith. Let's read in the word of God tonight. Before we go, amen, and the text that I really want to go in, read with me, if you would, Romans 12 and 3, teaching tonight. Amen. Romans 12 and 3. We want to teach you some things about faith tonight. Amen. We don't want to be jumping all up and down in here and then walk right out that door. Amen. Come on. Being religious. Amen. Praise the Lord. And walk out that door and still defeated. Amen. Romans 12 and 3. Gina, could you read it a little loud, please? Listen. Let's establish some things. Come on.
Romans 12 and 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to.
But to think soberly.
Soberly, you think.
According as God have dealt to every man the measure of
faith. As God has dealt. Honey, let me tell you something. You know, I thought about cars. Deal them cars. Yeah. Well, God done dealt you some. God done dealt every man a what?
A measure of faith. Measure of faith.
The what?
Measure of faith.
Everybody has been given the same. It didn't say you got a certain amount. No, Everybody has been given the same measure of faith. Now, why is it some folks, amen, praise the Lord, operating on a higher level of faith than some others? Somebody know how to work their faith. Somebody know how to increase in their faith. Hello. Amen. So we got that straight. Amen, praise the Lord. Everybody been given a measure, the same measure. Amen. When you got saved, amen, praise the Lord, amen, you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, amen, praise the Lord, you shall be saved. You've been given that measure, amen, you believe, you spoke it, and you are. Look at your neighbor and say, mustard seed faith. The disciples, amen, praise the Lord. Let's take a peek in here. Amen. Luke 17 and 5. I need some help in my walk, in my faith. Is there anybody else that need? I need to increase. Okay, Gina, 17 and 5.
Luke 17 and 5. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith.
Uh-huh. He says, increase our faith. Read the next one. And listen, the disciples are asking for, I need an increase. Some folks ain't asking for an increase. Some folks trying to use other folks' faith. Hello. Amen. We shared on last night, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise God, on the ship, how Jesus was laying there, laying there sleeping, trying to rest. And laying at the bottom of the ship, sleeping, trying to rest. Amen. The disturbance occurred on the sea, wind blowing, water cutting up. Disciples get fearful, Lord, crying out for Jesus. He's trying to sleep. Dr. Graham, you know where I'm going with this. There you is trying to sleep at night. Ring, there go the telephone. Pastor! Pray for me, lest I perish. You know what I'm talking about, Pastor. Here you done toil all day, been fighting demons all day. Now you trying to rest. They disturbed Jesus. Jesus used his faith. Spoke to the wind, the sea. We don't want to use what we got. You got faith. Look at your neighbor and say, you got some faith. Oh, you got faith. You got faith enough to believe that, listen, when you go to work 5 days a week, come Friday, you believe by faith that check gonna be waiting on you. Don't tell me you don't have no faith. Don't tell me you don't got no faith. Some folks got faith in the job so much to the point till they figure like, can't nobody do this job like me? I'm irreplaceable. I used to be a union steward. I wish I could tell you the people, amen, don't have that testimony no more. Amen. Amen. You got faith. You had so much faith, amen, tonight when you walked up in this door. Till you just know that pew you sitting on was going to hold you and you wasn't going to fall. And some of y'all don't know, y'all sitting on some defective pews. But you just had faith that you, oh, I'm okay. Amen. You had faith tonight, amen, praise Lord, to come to service, to come here to this place. You just knew, you believed you were going to get here. And you had faith in the vehicle that brought you. Could have stopped on you. You got faith. Look at your neighbor and say, you got it. But we want to have it what we want to have it in. And what we don't want to have it in, like the Lord, we ain't finna put it. We put it where we want to put it. We believe what we want to believe. Hello? My. Turn with me. Amen. Now, amen. Turn with me. Matthew 17. Before, listen, I want to finish that out. He said, he told the disciples, asked him, say, increase our faith. Read that next verse under there. 17 should be 17 and 6.
Verse 6. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain
of mustard. Now listen. They asked him, say, increase our faith. Yeah. Listen what his response was.
And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed.
Now, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed,
ye might say unto this sycamine tree.
You might say unto this sycamine tree.
Be thou plucked up by the root. And be thou planted in the sea.
And be thou planted
in the sea.
In the sea.
And it should obey you.
Our problem today in the church is the church don't want to talk to the tree. That's crazy. Folks don't want to talk to the mountain. Come on, I don't know what your mountain is, but I've had to talk to the mountain in my life. Hallelujah. The problem today in the church, amen, the church don't want to talk. How many know that faith talks? If you're going to get your faith to operate and activate, you're going to have to talk. And the reason why ain't nothing moving for you, because you too lazy. You don't want to open your mouth. The Bible says you're going to have what you say. And it's too many churches now don't want to teach people to talk to your situation. Amen. Don't complain about it, but talk to it. Tell it what it's got to do, not it tell you what you got to do. Hello up in here. Amen. Praise God. That's the problem in the church today. Folks don't want to open up their mouth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Some folks been had mountain in their life. Amen. For years. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. You got to talk to your situation. You got to talk to your mouth. You got to talk. You got to talk. You got to open your mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn. Amen. Jesus, now keep up with that. Amen. Jesus said, listen, if you just had the faith of just a grain. Anybody ever seen a mustard seed? Let me see your hands of those that ever seen a mustard seed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Come on, I want to do something tonight. I hope I got enough to get all y'all gonna get a mustard seed. I want to see what a mustard seed that preach about it and I want to see it. Come on and help me, Sister Gina. Mustard seed. So tiny you can't hardly see it. Mustard seed. I want you to keep this here. Ain't no power in this thing, y'all. You know what? Just keep this as a token to say, listen, all you need is this. What the scripture said, all you need is give me three. you need. That's all you need is just that little bit. And that'll move the mountain that's been standing in your way. You all, let me tell you something. You all have taken, when you face with your problem, you all will look at this little seed and say, listen, I know my faith is bigger than this. When you take a look back in your life and see, amen, how God has moved, amen, in your life since the time you've been saved. Come on here, glory to God. Amen. God done did some miraculous things in your life. Don't let the enemy try to lie and cheat you. Amen. Praise God. That's all you need. Just that. I looked at that thing. I said, man, the devil in trouble. The enemy is in trouble. You mean to tell me that's all I need? Just this. Just this. You mean to tell me if sickness is trying to fight my body, which is a mountain, infirmity trying to fight my body, all I need is this. Just this. And it'll move it. We need to understand something about God's word. God can't lie. He can't lie. Let me tell you something. I don't care who don't get healed. Let me tell you something. Somebody is grabbing a hold of the word of God. And somebody is walking out. Amen. Praise God. Getting healed of cancer. Hello up in here. Somebody is holding on to their faith. And they're getting healed of AIDS. Don't tell me God can't heal. The devil is a liar. Pastor, let me tell you something. I can remember I was laying up in the hospital. How soon are we to forget? I can remember my wife is a witness. Dr. Graham, I went in the hospital. This was years ago. And I'm telling you, my stomach was messed up. They told me my heart was bad. I had an old man's heart at that time. Amen, praise God. My stomach, they said my stomach was ulcerated up. Amen, praise God. They admitted me in the hospital. Let me tell you something. Amen. In that hospital, amen, a woman came in the room. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thought she worked in the hospital. I thought she was housekeeping. Amen. Praise God. She come in there and cleaning the room, and she walked in. She said, what you doing in here? I said, what am I doing in here? I'm in here because I'm sick. She said, ain't nothing wrong with you, and you need to get this bed to somebody that need it. And walked out. And I said, I'm going to report this heifer. She don't talk to me that way. I'm sick as I am. But let me tell you something. I walked out and I was looking for the lady. Couldn't find the lady nowhere. You hear what I say? I couldn't find the lady nowhere. Amen. Then after that, amen, praise the Lord. It was a minister come in, Minister Cook. He came in and he began to minister. Sitting by the bed and amen. He said, listen. He said, well, you know, the word of God say you're healed by a stripe. And let me tell you something. If you grab a hold of faith and amen, you know, you can get your healing in your body. By that time, amen, I got up. He was just a minister. I got up. I was all in the draw. He said, what you doing? I said, listen, this woman just coming in here told me I'm here. Here, you owe you. I said, I'm out of here. I was packing, leaving out. Amen. And I'm telling you, and they told me, no, you can't leave yet. We need to call your doctor. I said, I'm out of here. They said, no. Let me call your doctor. They called the doctor. I told that doctor, I said, listen, I'm out of here. Ain't nothing wrong with me. And she told me, she said, listen, I can't come to the hospital right now. You're a sick man. She said, now, if you let me come tomorrow, she said, I'll discharge you, but don't you leave right now. I said, okay, but tomorrow I'm leaving. When she got there, amen, praise God, and she told me, she said, listen, I'm going to discharge you because you want to go home, but you're going to have to sign these papers. She said, I want you to come in the office. I said, okay. She said, I'm going to run the tests over. I said, you run every one of your tests over again, and you ain't going to find nothing. And I walked out of that hospital. Let me tell you something. I went back in there, took their tests, had to wait a week for the results. I walked back in there. Let me tell you something. Couldn't no devil in hell tell me no different. I walked in that office, and I was smiling. And when I walked in there, I was sitting there, and I was waiting in the lobby. They had to sign the thing, and they called me back there. She said, well, what happened? I said, what you mean, what happened? She said, we your stomach is fine. Your heart is good. She said, what happened? I said, I told you weren't going to find nothing. Bye. But what, explain what, I said, no, I'm not going to explain to you because you won't understand. I said, but I just told you weren't going to find nothing. Amen. Praise God. Hello up in here. The word of God works. Faith in God's words work. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Matthew 17. You mean to tell me this all I need? This is it? Matthew 17, 14. Look at your David. Say, mustard seed faith. Come on, Gina. 14. Matthew 17:14.
And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Unbelief is a hinder to your faith. Listen, if we can have faith, I thought about this thing. I said, if we can have faith to sit at a dinner table in a restaurant, we went back there when the folks cooked the food. And we can sit there and have faith enough to believe that when we pray over this food, no matter what went on with it, oh, it's eatable. We have faith to believe that it's taken care of. The same faith we believe, amen, when it comes down to saying the grace over the food, it's the same faith we can use to get the body healed. Can you imagine Jesus saying that to us? Oh, faithless. Oh, perverse generation. When he has given us everything we need to operate. The church don't want to talk. We'll talk. But we're saying the wrong stuff. There are people. There have been people and still people today that have spoken. If they hadn't opened their mouth and released their faith and stood on the word of God, they wouldn't be here. Do you hear what I say? You know your faith brought you. That you know your faith brought you. What if you hadn't? You're going to have to look at your neighbor and say, faith talks. Active faith talks, you know. Folks, sit down. That's how the enemy gain ground on the people of God. Because they get so lackadaisy and whatnot. It's some folks right now, I'm telling you, they, when it comes down to speaking the mountain, they ain't finna say nothing. What mountain? Except you learn to talk to your mountain and tell your mountain where to go, your mountain gonna sit right there. You got a lot of saints of God. I'm talking about Bible believers. They saying the wrong stuff. What you got your faith in? I shared this, you know, because I look sometimes you look and you say, God, you know, because even with our own Mother Gibson, you know, with her situation right now. And I look and I say, God, you know, I wouldn't verbally say it, but in my heart I was saying, this is such a good lady. Why, you know, why, Lord, you know? And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, remember her confession. And I brought it to the people of God's attention. I said, y'all remember Mother Gibson's confession? Her confession. If you listen at a lot of people that have to deal with Alzheimer's. Listen at them before Alzheimer's even kick in. Listen at what their confession is. Oh, I'm so forgetful. I'm getting to be so forgetful. I'm getting where I just forget. People calling things that are not as though they were. You got to watch what's coming out of your mouth. Words have power. I don't care how you put it. That was one of the first things the Lord revealed to me. Amen. Because, you know, we had this saying, you know, when it came down to older people. We had this thing, oh, they bad mafia. They are bad. I don't know what we thought. They had some kind of mystical power. They just knew some stuff. They ain't know nothing. What they knew, I'm going to tell you what they knew. But I'm going to tell you what they did. Because most of the things you've seen, what old people said, it happened. It's because of what they mouth. Hello. Boy, something bad going to happen to that child. You just watch what I tell you. Putting it out there, man, power in your tongue. And it's the same way right now with the people of God. If we would speak the word of God, speak the word of God. I remember when my brother was in the hospital and we walked in. They call and say, get in, y'all better get in. Hopefully you'll get in time. They had him on life support and all. And when we walked in, amen, praise God, I walked in. And if you look in the natural, see you. That was the message. See you. You know, I know you're out of here. But I looked at what the word of God said. By the stripes of Jesus. Jesus paid for it. Hello? And when we walked into that room and my brother seen the other brother and he walked in, and what I was looking at scripture. I bumped that face, bumped the machine. I was looking at scripture, what the scripture said. And when my other brother walked in, he looked, he said, oh, my God. I said, get out of here. If you're not going to stand in faith, get out of here. When I said that, boom, he got in line. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, the next day he come off that life support. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God wants us to have faith in what the word says. Sometimes we have faith in everything else but what God say. God has, listen, whether we know it, realize it or not, God has designed our bodies to even come subject to his word. Over in the book of Genesis, we are made in the image and in the likeness of God. And some people so quick to give up. I don't care what's going on with your body. If you would have faith in God, amen, and speak the word of God, speak what God say over your body. Your body will start lining up with the word of God. We so impatient. I don't care. I was reading an article, amen, by the lady that had lupus. And she had to speak a whole year over her body. But let me tell you something. God has confounded the doctors because they can't find a trace of it. You got to have faith. We got to have faith in God. If we have faith, use it. Listen, take a look at this. It reminds me every bit of the little dot I seen out there on that park that day. Little vision, a little dot. See, it'll move a mountain. Hallelujah. Where you left off? Okay, read. No. Turn with me now, if you would, and this is going to be the last one. Mark 11. I tell you, this is when I in the first year that I turned my life over to the Lord, Mark 11. And at the 22nd, you just turn there, but we're not going to read it right now. But listen, the thing is, people want more, they want to have more faith in God. But you ain't gonna get more faith in God with your Bible just sitting up on the shelf. And I don't care how. Listen, I didn't read. Faith come by reading. Faith come by hearing. You got to open your mouth. Hear yourself. I do it all the time. Amen. I be up in this church and I say, Lord, if them people can hear me next door over there, I'm telling you, I don't know what they think going on in here. But I get up in this place and amen, I go to telling myself, let me tell you something. I know how to encourage me. Hello, look at your neighbor and say, I can encourage me. Amen. I can turn some faith loose on me. Amen. I get up in this place, amen, praise the Lord, and I know you do it too, Dr. Graham. Amen. Praise God. Get it and quoting what God say, because we do it at noonday prayer all the time. Amen. What God say about me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But people don't want, they don't want to open the mouth. They don't want to say. Hallelujah. Mark 11:22, and this is our closing.
And Jesus answered, saith unto them, have faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Listen, Mark 11:22 says, I can remember when I first got saved, I can never forget that portion of scripture. I can remember at that time I was staying in like a rooming house and I was trying to get an apartment. I said, because every time I was trying to go to church, like everybody was using the bathroom and all this, and I said, oh, God, this is difficult. And I remember I was talking to a husband and a wife in the church, and I said, well, let me just get somebody to touch and agree with me. I heard about this touch and agree. Good if you could stand on faith. Hello, I'm going to say, it's good if you can just go to God with your faith. Okay. Amen. Because that don't just cause you go and ask somebody to stand with you, that don't mean they're standing. Hello. But I went and I asked this. I said, listen, would y'all stand and believe God with me to get this place? And the wife attacked me first. She said, well, y'all believe in God? Do you believe in God for a one-bedroom apartment? It's time to believe God for more love. Time out of apartment. It's time to believe. I said, let me tell you something. If you say you got Christ, y'all already have some love. Right now, I need an apartment. Okay, I need an apartment. And the husband said, yeah, that's right. If that wasn't good enough, I guess the force in both of them said, well, that one didn't work. Let me attack. And then she told me, she said, well, no, he told me, said, well, brother, I tell you, folks around here trying to believe God for all these material things. And folks around here fornicating and committing adultery and all that. And this time, it's just, there ain't no time to seek God for them materialistic things. I said, brother, stay faithful to your wife. I said, and stop your adultery. God knows that's it. I said, and stop your adultery. I said, because you can't be talking about me because I ain't married. I said, and I don't fornicate. I got the Holy Ghost, and my Holy Ghost don't fornicate. And let me tell you something. Because I was standing in faith and believing God, I tell you, God blessed me so. God didn't bless me with the one-bedroom apartment. He blessed me with a two-bedroom. Yes, he did. Two-bedroom. The people carpeted the place for me. Moved in. Didn't have to pay 3 months of rent moving in. You hear what I say? The people left a refrigerator there. They said, well, I'm leaving the refrigerator because the refrigerator don't work. I heard the Holy Ghost say, after the lady was out, she said, well, we tried to clean the apartment out, but we couldn't, I couldn't get nobody to lift the refrigerator. You don't mind if I leave it in there? I said, that's all right. I said, I'll make sure I get it out. I heard the Holy Ghost say, check the fuel box. Blow fuel. Had me a refrigerator. You hear what I say? I'm telling you, amen. Have faith in God. I'm telling you, God just moved. He just moved. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to have faith tonight. Amen. Faith. Listen. He says, have faith in God. If you'll say to the mountain, and tonight, I believe that's what God is trying to get the people to do, to open your mouth. You're going to have to say, you know, you got some people, that sit back and say, well, you know, isn't it not in my personality? I'm not a talkative person. Yeah, that could be so. You ain't a talkative person, but if you're going to release your faith, you have to open your mouth. I'm not, you know, that's just a part of my character. I'm just not a too much of a talkative person, but yeah, but you're a beat down person. The enemy beating you down. You're going to have to open your mouth. You're going to have to open your mouth. We don't want to talk. We don't want to talk to the mountain. We don't want to talk to our problem. Hello? It reminds me, let me tell you, Jesus, when Jesus used his faith to curse the fig tree, he opened his mouth. You're going to have to do it. I'm a living witness. I'm telling you, it works. If I hadn't opened my mouth, stood in faith, you hear what I say? And opened my mouth and spoke to my situation, spoke to my problems, I wouldn't be standing up here. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Read a little bit more there. Go read at 23.
For verily I say unto you,
That
whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall
listen,
not.
Listen, you got to say it. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to say it. Let me just ask something. Maybe I don't. You know, what's the problem? To me, it's more easier to deal with talking to it than to deal with when it comes. If sickness got to come all upon you, it's more easy to deal with it when it first try to make an entrance on at you. Then for it to come on you, now you got to fight like hell to get it off. And that's the problem with some people. I don't know about you, but I don't want to wait till nothing try to hit me and try to work my faith, try to build it up now. Excuse me. Trying to build up my faith now. Yeah. Now is the time to get into the Word of God and get your faith moving. Hello. Oh, the devil is a liar. Amen. Now is the time. Now is the time when that cold hits you. Talk to it. Child, it's more here. I'm going here and get me some Tylenol. You better talk. Talk to the mountain. Sometimes people don't talk to it. See, sometimes, amen, sometimes we're not even dealing with a mountain. We wait around till it turn into a mountain. Because we won't deal with it at its little stage. And when it becomes a mountain, not a mountain, it's too much. We don't want to deal with, like the pastor said, we don't want to deal with the molehill state. We wait till it become a mountain. Now it's so darn big, it's bigger than us now. But except you learn to open your mouth, isn't it ironic how we could tell off one another? We could tell off one another. Get on the phone and talk about one another. But we can't come up against that mountain. We can't come up even against the molehill. Listen, saints of God, I'm telling you, the word works. And it's so many people getting so frustrated because it ain't working for them. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Look at your neighbor and say, faith got a voice. Faith talks. Amen. Okay, 23.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart.
Don't doubt. Let me tell you something. The moment you feel doubt trying to creep in on you, use your faith to get rid of it. Hello. The same faith you believe in, amen, to get what you want from God, what you need from God, the same faith you loose, turn loose on doubt and unbelief. How you going to loose it? You're going to open your mouth and tell doubt where to go. You address, he's knocking at your door. Amen. You address him back. You tell doubt where to go. You don't, some people sitting there entertaining, just doubt, just talking and entertaining. Stop it. Use your faith. Just like you speaking, amen, speaking the word of God, amen, what God say about you, what God, what you're looking and you believe in God for, you turn your faith loose. You turn the word of God loose on doubt. Is anybody getting anything tonight? Okay, and don't doubt. Listen, he says don't doubt because doubt will show up. Just because you're standing in faith, don't think doubt won't show up. Because doubt don't want you, amen, the enemy don't want you to get what the promises that God has made to you. Hello? Amen. And he'll come in any form and through anybody. Anybody that will let the devil use them, he'll come in any form. I'm telling you something. When you believe in God, amen, for his promises from the word, amen, from his word, amen. I'm telling you, sometimes the enemy getting the closest thing to you. Hello? But you got to still stand in faith. Come on.
But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass.
You believe that those things that you say shall come to pass. Let me tell you something. You got, I'm going to put it to you like this here. In your faith, you need an attitude. You need an attitude. Oh, help me up in here. You need an attitude in your faith. You got to be able to, come on, you know the way when you weren't saved. Let me tell you something. Come on, ain't no sense in come on the Lord's side and be a jack. Oh, okay. Listen, you know good and well when you weren't saved, amen, you know you didn't take nothing. Come on, is that? Listen, I know I'm not the only one. When you weren't saved, let me tell you something. You didn't do what they call, you didn't play the radio. Hello? Let me tell you, listen, I don't know about y'all, but Dr. Graham, I'm telling you, and some, Mother Matthew and them, they probably know because they were from the Grove. But I'm telling you, when, and Lord, my niece, but when I wouldn't say, you would rather for me to hit you than for me to cuss you out. Because when I cuss you, you know you were cussed. I cuss you, baby, let me tell you something. I'm guaranteed to bring water. I'm going to make some tears. You hear what I say? Because I was an expert cusser. I would say stuff that hurt me, but I knew it bothered you, I'd get you. But now we done come on the Lord's side. We all passive now. Come on, you know when some of y'all weren't saved, you know good and well, come on. Come on, some of y'all know, come on, we new creatures, come on, but you know some of y'all still got a record. I ain't leaving me out. Hello. You know. And we need an attitude. We need an attitude. See, listen. If you know I gave you this, and she comes up here telling you, no, that's mine. Give it to me. There. Try it again.
That's mine. I still got a record.
God has made us precious promises that don't belong to Satan. Healing belongs to the people of God. Deliverance belongs to the people of God. Prosperity belongs to the people of God. Yes, it belongs to the people of God. Health belongs to the people of God. Wealth belongs to the people of God. The enemy is trying to tell us, no, I want it. And if you, the Bible says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. I'm telling you, we living in a time where you're going to need some violent faith. You're going to need violent faith, amen, against the enemy. You can't be sitting back being passive. You gotta be bold. You hear what I'm saying? You got to be bold. You got to be bold enough, amen, to tell the devil, no, you can't have my children. No, 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 no. You're a liar from the pit of hell. God promised to save my household. He said it. He meant it. I got faith to believe in for it. And he's going to do. He's faithful to his word. I send the word out, hallelujah, that they are saved, that they are delivered, that they are set free in the name of Jesus. I speak faith. I send faith out to them. I send the word. Cover them. And you don't take down. And let me tell you something. When you say that, here come the enemy want to target with doubt. His strategy, his plan is to get you to take that back. Take it back. Because look like they'll get worse. To tamper with your faith. Oh, but when we hold on to what God promised us. You know, we got to stop this as if God lied to us. He didn't give us a mandate of when he'll do it, but he said he'll do it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Come on. Don't doubt, but believe.
But shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass.
Dude, listen. Do you really believe what you're saying, first of all? Because if you don't, just don't say it. Because you're going to frustrate your own self. You're going to frustrate yourself. If you walk around here quoting the word of God and talking about what God said, I'm going to hold him to it, and you're going to take down because you stop walking by faith and start walking about what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we touch. It is a hinder to your faith. He says all you need just as a grain. It'll move a mountain. Come on. We almost through. Come on.
He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you,
Listen. Whatsoever things you desire.
When you pray. Believe that ye receive them.
Listen, when you pray.
Therefore, listen. I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them.
You believe it before you even get it. See yourself with, I remember, oh God, when I was first trying to get on at Jackson. I wanted that job at Jackson. I'm telling you, and I went and I put in for it, Doc. I went and I put that application in, and I left. When I got home, a couple of days later, some of y'all know how Jackson do. Jackson send you a little postcard. They sent me a little postcard, said you was a good candidate, but we hired somebody else. And I took that card. And I threw it in the garbage. And the words that came out my mouth, I said, God, I was believing you for that job. I said, and I didn't get it. He said, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, that ain't faith. I went in the garbage can and put that postcard on the dresser. And I point my hands. I say, devil, you ain't talking to me. That job is mine. And what I did was to add to my faith. I went out. I made a trip back to Jackson. I parked my car in the garage, and I went and got in the hallway. And I visioned myself walking down the hall in my uniform. You hear what I say? I visioned myself walking down the hall in my uniform. And I stepped back, and I went to talking to myself. I said, just look at him. Just look at him. He got that job. Just look at him. And I was watching myself walking in that uniform. You hear what I say? And when I got home, I talked to the card again. I said, that job is mine. This lady right here can tell you. Every day, I call Jackson personnel. This lady has passed and went on from my understanding now, but the lady name was Karen that worked in the personnel. When I call her, I said, listen, Karen, I'm calling about that position. She said, oh, Mr. Burke, she said, did you get the postcard that we sent you? I said, yeah, I did. Yes, I did. She said, okay, well, it explained that we hired somebody else. You know, if we get any openings, we will consider you. I said, okay, thank you very much, and I hung the phone up. I wasn't calling that lady the devil, but I was talking to the devil. I said, devil, you ain't talking to me. That job mine. I say, that job is mine. I say, Lord, you say the earth is yours, the fullness thereof. All the cattle on a thousand hills, they belong to you. All jobs belong to you. I say, so that lady, that or man, whoever it is that got my job, all jobs are yours. That one is mine. You got to place them someplace else. Because that's mine. That was like Monday, I called him. I called Tuesday. Phone ring. I said, hello, Karen. This is Lawrence. I'm calling back that position. She said, I spoke with you yesterday. I said, yes, sure did. She said, well, I'm calling back that position. She said, yes, I explained to you yesterday that position has been taken. I said, all right, thank you so much. I hung up the phone. I say, devil, you ain't talking to me. That job is mine. I refuse to get up. You know what? I had done mess around and read the scripture about the unjust judge. How that woman kept wearing the judge, just wore him out. I better do something. Because this woman going to drive me crazy. She was working his nerve. But I tell you, Wednesday, ring, I got on the phone. Hello, Karen. This is Lawrence. Yeah, I know who this is. Listen, do you have good sense? Yes, ma'am, I do. I'm just interested in that job. So, the job has been filled. I said, all right, thank you so much. I hung up that phone. I say, devil, you ain't talking to me. That job is mine. I said, Lord, I don't care what you got to do, but they can't have that job. That's mine. That's mine. I meant that. Come that Thursday. Ring. Hello, Karen. This is Lawrence. I'm calling back that position. Listen, Lawrence. Don't listen. Don't call here. Listen, the job has been taken. I said, okay, I hear you. All right. Hang up the phone. Deborah, you ain't talking to me. That position is mine. Let me tell you something. Come Friday, I was working at a daycare center. And I tell you, I was teaching these children, Lord, and the phone ring. We had a lot of folks was out the door, and I'm in there with these children. The phone rang. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, that's Karen. And when I ran to the phone real quick, I got there, the phone stopped ringing. So I said, let me do my little daily call anyway. Ring, hello, Karen, this is Lauren. I already know who you is. Listen. She said, I already know who you is. She said, listen, I tried to call you at a number you left. I said, I told her what the number, I said, that's the number you called? She said, yeah. She said, I tried to call you and let you know that the person that had that job decided after 3 days they no longer wanted it. And if you're interested, if you can come out and you can pass the drug test and all that, she said, you'll have yourself a job. She said, when would you be able to come out? I looked at them children. I said, I can come down. I said, I can come now. This daycare in trouble now. I can leave right now. Call the director. Get on in here and get your children. Move it on up. Amen. Praise God. But, amen, she said, no. She said, listen, come Monday. She said, if you come Monday, pass the drug test and whatnot, you got yourself a job. And I'm telling you, God bless. And I'm telling you, since I worked at Jackson, I moved in so many departments, even went on to become a nurse and whatnot. And I'm telling you, it was all done through faith. You hear what I say? It was done through faith because the money was not available to do it, and it still got done. You hear what I say? It was all done in faith. You hear what I say? Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I want you to finish up one little part of that. Amen.
Verse 25. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any.
That's a hinder to your faith.
That your father
That's a hinder to your faith. That is the big hinder to your faith. Because there's too many people in the body of Christ that hold unforgiveness in the heart. Let me tell you, faith worketh by love. Faith worketh by love, baby. And if you can't forgive, let me tell you something. When I read that, y'all help me tonight with this part. Minister to me in this part, because I don't understand it. How can we allow somebody else to hinder our faith just by holding unforgiveness? Man, I can't let you have that kind of power over me. Oh, Lord, it ain't worth it. I desire too much. Too much is at stake. No, I'm going to hold something against you, and it met. Oh. Unforgiveness, this is the part where I say, help me. This is why I would say, please, y'all, help me with this, because I'm trying to understand this thing. If you ain't never hurt nobody, you ain't never did nothing wrong that you needed forgiveness for, but you want to hold somebody else in hostage. I don't understand that thing. That I need help with. I can see if you were born here without sin. Since you were born here, you ain't hurt nobody. You ain't did nothing against nobody. You just got it all together. But all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have wronged somebody in some way. And then, out of all things, we wronged God. And he turned around and forgive us. Now he says to us, forgive others. I forgave you. Forgive others. But no, we hold a gun on them. No, you talked about me. You know what you said about me. Talk. Ain't that much talk in the world. You hear what I say? Ain't that, if you hold unforgiveness in your heart, I'm telling you, and you walk around steady trying to go and tell me, I got faith, I'm having faith in God. Let's not be religious. Let's not deceive ourselves. Because it is a hinder to your faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. Come on and give God a hand, praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Was it enough to get these children? They got one. Even in school, you know, y'all children need to keep up with this and just remind you. Even when it comes down to believing God that you can do all things. They need to look at that thing and say, you know, if you look at that, do you think you got more faith than that? As a grain of a mustard seed, you can't hardly see that thing. Some of us that wear glasses, if we don't put on our glasses, we won't see it. It's just so tiny. As a grain of mustard seed, it'll get that mountain moved for you. God is looking for people that won't reason in their, you know, don't go to reasoning. That they'll take him at his word. If God said it, that settle it. He's looking for somebody that won't wrestle with him. That believe him. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet if you would. He's looking for somebody that will believe him. Won't be like Thomas and say, I got to see something. Hallelujah. If God said it, that sell it. It's not to say, amen, that the enemy is not going to fight you in your faith. But the Bible, amen, the Apostle Paul say, fight the good fight of faith. And hold on to eternal life. You got to be willing to fight. You got to be willing to fight. Amen. You got to be willing to fight. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says that you can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Scripture go on to say, listen, many are the affliction of the righteous. But listen, deliverance will always come. Because he deliver us out of them all, not some, but all. There's nothing that you and I face with that catches God by surprise. There's nothing that you and I can go through that makes God back up and say, wow. The scripture says that faith come. You want faith to come to you? Faith come. It comes by hearing. You got to be willing to speak it out of your mouth. Let it come out of your mouth. Let it come out of your mouth. Sometimes people are so quick to pick up a newspaper or read a magazine quicker than they will read their Bible. God has made to us many, many, many precious promises.